This is Leo Bayview for KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org, Two Harbors Community Radio. On November 12, 2019, several hundred Minnehaha Elementary School students in Two Harbors, along with their teachers and extended families, gathered in the school gymnasium to honor veterans of the armed forces who live in our community. Students read their essays of appreciation for those who've served in the military throughout American history. They sang a number of patriotic songs, as well as songs honoring veterans, some of which you'll hear today. You'll also hear the voices of the student essayist, as well as from their principal Brett Archer and school superintendent Bill Crandall, along with music director Chris Peterson. The guest speaker was Major Retired Chris Belfield, who is also a chaplain and is currently a local pastor. We hope you enjoy this KTWH Veterans Day special.
Welcome, everyone, to the Minnehaha Veterans Day celebration. You want to thank all of the veterans in attendance today and families of veterans and folks who are in the Guard or active serving currently. We want to thank them for their service. On behalf of our staff and students, we want to welcome you to our school here, the Minnehaha Elementary School, to this important program we're holding today. The building, as prepared, worked very hard in a variety of ways. Please notice the pictures of our veterans in the front hallway as you exit, and hopefully most of you saw those on the way in. Students made wonderful artwork that you can see on the walls and in your program. The fourth and fifth grade, who are here behind me, have been working hard on music for this day and wrote thank you essays and posters and cards for our veterans. I would like to thank the American Legion, Color Guard, and our Lake County Veterans Association office for their participation in today's program. At this time, we will start our program with our fourth and fifth grade singing Allegiance Rap.
Of the United States. They risked their lives to save ours. They helped us fight for freedom. No matter what branch they were in, they helped us all. Without them, our world would be a different place. We are very thankful for all of them. Will the veterans of the Air Force please stand?
The veterans of the Air Force, please stand. We have some thank you cards for you.
Give them a round of applause.
As you know, veterans are really important. They risk their lives to help our country. No matter what branch they were in, what time they served, or where they served, they help fight for our freedoms and help make our country stronger and better. We all have probably have had or has a veteran in our family. We are very thankful for all veterans. They help make our country the way it is today. Will the veterans of the Army please stand?
The veterans of the Army.
Veterans Day is a day to celebrate all the previous people who have fought in wars. They have risked their life for our country. If they had not done that, we would not be where we are today. So on November 11th, thank the veterans. And would the veterans of the Coast Guard please stand?
Veterans of the Coast Guard.
It's my honor today to introduce our guest speaker. Mr. Belfield was born in Washington, D.C., and grew up in Wheaton, Maryland. At the age of 19, he enlisted in the United States Air Force, where he served 6 years as an enlisted member, attaining the rank of sergeant. He then attended Florida International University and the University of Miami, where he was a cadet in the U.S. Air Force Reserve Officer Training Corps. Mr. Belfield received his degree in International Relations and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Air Force. For the next 16 years, he served as an officer, attaining the rank of major before retiring in 1997. His duties included medical technician, intelligence specialist, navigator, missile launch officer, executive officer, college instructor, and security police squadron commander. He also served during Desert Shield and Desert Storm and in many different locations in the U.S. and overseas. After retiring from the United States Air Force, Mr. Belfield worked for Ramsey County as a corrections department manager. He also completed studies for ministry and became a pastor in 2000, being ordained as a reverend in 2003. Mr. Belfield and his wife, Kathy, retired to Two Harbors in 2018. In his retirement, Mr. Belfield served as a chaplain for the Arrowhead Emergency Services, all first responders and their families in Lake County, post-chaplain for the American Legion in Two Harbors, volunteer chaplain at Monarch Waterview Scenic Shores in Two Harbors, a hospice volunteer for Essentia Healthcare, and a member of the Lake County Medical Health Task Force, an interim pastor for a local church for the past 11 months, and provided scheduled church services for veterans at the Veterans Home in Silver Bay. Please join me in welcoming our guest speaker, Major Chris Belfield.
Good afternoon. After hearing my own bio, I wonder if I have any time left in life to do anything. It is a privilege to be here in front of you. These kids are, they're great. So, as you heard my bio, I want to let you know those 6 years I spent enlisted taught me how to keep a speech short. Is that all right? Except those 16 years as an officer said, oh no, draw it out. So I am here this afternoon as a veteran to talk about what it means to be a veteran. But I'm not alone. Would every veteran please stand if you're able to? Every veteran. Look at them. That's a lot. Thank you. Mr. Vince Sando, our Lake County Veteran Services officer, did an excellent article last week. It was in the newspaper. Really did an outstanding job of talking about Veterans Day and what it means. He took my speech. I'm on my own. But one thing that really impressed me was Lake County. 1 in 10 is a veteran. Now I'm going to address the rest of my remarks to you, ladies and gentlemen, because you're why we're here. How many of you have somebody in your family who either is or was in the military? Okay. How about you know somebody that's been in the military, somebody else's family? That's just about everybody. One more question. How many of you want to be in the military? Okay, teachers, parents, relax. I'm not recruiting yet. But let me tell you just a little story if I can. When I was about your age and I was young, my friends and I liked to play Army. So I wanted to be in the Army. I was going to be in the Army. But when I turned 17 and I graduated from high school, I tried to enlist in the Navy. But I was too young. I had to come back later. So then when I was 19, I wanted to be a Marine. You see where this is going? And I went to the Marine recruiter, and this is true. He took his lunch outside of his office. But the Air Force recruiter ate his lunch at his office, and that's how I got into the Air Force. It's true. That's what I did. So I have served for 22 years, and I was going to come in my Air Force major uniform, Air Force blue, really nice, right, Navy guys, Army guys? Well, I got quiet. But something happened. I don't know what happened. I retired back in 1997, and that uniform shrunk. I don't know why or how, but I guess I'm going to have to go get a new uniform, aren't I? And that'll be all right. But what I want to do is just say, what is a veteran? A veteran is a man or a woman who either currently or in the past served in the military. And that includes all branches of the service, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, and at times, the Merchant Marine. This can include times of when they serve in wartime or even in peacetime. It's all service. And you have done a great job this afternoon of reminding us about service. And I just want to say that to serve means that you want to do something for somebody else. And it's more important that you do that for the other person than for yourself. But I gotta tell you, the girls really like guys in uniform. Okay, there's just no getting over that. But there's something that all of us in the military share, and it's not the uniforms, because they all don't look the same, do they? But all of us who have served in the military, we went through basic training, and that's where it changed us. We came in just like all of you. You're all different, you grew up in different places. And I remember in basic training, they called us rainbows. And they called us rainbows because look at your clothes. They're all different colors, like the rainbow. And what they did is they had us do that for about a week. And we were on the base. And everybody else on the base was in green. And all the guys had their heads shaved, bald. Who wants their head shaved? Parents, you need to have a talk. But after a week, We all wanted to look just like that. We wanted that haircut. We wanted that uniform. We wanted to learn how to march, and we did. But there's something else that brings all of us together as veterans, something much more important, I think at least. And that is we all raised our hands, and we all made a promise, a pledge, if you will. We called it the oath of enlistment. And we made a promise of what we would do to support our country, to defend it, to defend you. And that's why the people in the military today, on active duty, guard, and reserve, they're here to serve and protect you so that we can enjoy the liberties of being able to come together like this. Because in some countries, this many people couldn't come together in an auditorium and speak and sing and talk, but we can. And it's because of the men and women that you saw that stood up, and their parents, and their grandparents, and it goes back. And I will say that I'm pretty confident, yes, maybe in about 10 or 12 years, whatever, there will be some of you that may want to make that decision to serve in the military. But let me tell you one other thing that's really kind of neat about being in the military, and that is they train you to do jobs, all kinds of different jobs. Jobs like you would see here in Two Harbors. First of all, one of my jobs in the military was, I was a teacher at a university, an Air Force university. I love teaching. Teachers, you have my profound gratitude and thanks. It's a tough job. It really is. Policemen, fire, lawyers, doctors, almost any job you could think of, there's something like that in the military. There's people who work on cars, trucks, tanks. Had to get the tank in there somewhere. When I was a flyer, there were people that made sure that that airplane had gas, it was all checked out, and it could fly. And those are veterans. But that's not the only thing about a veteran, because a veteran also serves the community. And as you saw these men and women stand up, they like to serve here as well. So you may never know when you go into a restaurant, when you go someplace else, if a man or woman who's there, they may be a veteran also. So Veterans Day was yesterday. Were you all in school yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm so happy. When I was growing up, we got it off. But it was very important because it has been 100 years since Armistice Day was celebrated, the end of World War I. And then later on, it became a real holiday, and its name was changed after World War II to be Veterans Day, to recognize everybody that ever served. And it's always, always on the 11th day of the 11th month, and we really remember the 11th hour, because that's when the truce was signed. So what can you do for veterans? Well, I got to tell you, I'm awfully impressed, because what I've heard and what I've seen, this is outstanding. You all know what it means to say thank you to a veteran. And we're grateful. Amen? It's okay, I'm a reverend. I can say amen. You can agree. I'm not taking offerings, so don't worry. But if you ever see a man or a woman who's in uniform, and I know I saw at least one here sitting in the very back row, you can always just go up and say thank you. It really means a lot that you recognize what veterans have done. Your posters out front, the pictures, they mean everything. That card that I got, I will hold for the rest of my life. I hope that in the years to come that you may have peace and that you may have everything that God has intended that you should have in your lives with no strife, no wars. But if it does happen that there are people who want to try to hurt us, please know that there are men and women in the military that won't let that happen. You mean that much to us. Thank you very much.
When I look at the flag, I remember all the veterans that fought for our freedom, religion, amendments, and liberty. You put your own life on the line. You fought for our country. I think about all the people that spent their lives fighting for our liberty and justice. You put yourself in danger for me. Thank you. Will all the members of the Navy veterans please stand?
Any veterans from the Navy here today?
Thank you.
you. We can't go wrong. We trust in you. Because you're our heroes. Because you're our heroes. Oh, we're red, white, and blue. Because of you. Because of you. Call upon, because of you, we will go on. Because of you, we're feeling calm. We honor you, because you're our heroes. Because you're our heroes.
Veterans helped by fighting in wars such as World War I and World War II. They fought for our civil rights, freedoms, and dreams. Veterans have put their lives at risk for the sake of our nation. Veterans are great people because of what they did. They had the courage and strength to fight. Veterans put innocent people before themselves. They are selfless. Will the veterans of the Marines please stand?
First, I want to say thank you to our students for all the hard work you put into this program. Thank you for taking the time to honor our community and to honor our veterans. The last song the students are going to sing is Thank a Veteran, something that this day is all about. And at the end of this song, we'd ask that you would remain silent as we retire the colors. Thank you.
To go anywhere you want without fear, thank a veteran.
everyone for coming, and veterans, thank you for your service.
And there you have it, the Minnehaha Veterans Day celebration. KTWH would like to thank the students and staff of Minnehaha Elementary School for their generosity in sharing this special occasion with our listeners. Of course, we also thank the veterans among us in our communities. KTWH is especially indebted to Vince Sando, Lake County Veteran Services Officer, for his extraordinary dedication and goodwill as host of the Veteran Show these past 4 years on KTWH. Thanks so much, Vince. And thanks for listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org.